KDBH, Natchitoches, KWLV, Manny, KVDV, Leesville.
For the next 30 minutes, join Ted Dumas. We will take no hostages and leave no question unasked. We are obligated to no one except you, our listeners. So get ready for a wild ride.
Let the ride begin.
Open Line is on the
air. Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, decided to tell you about the new service she's now offering. In addition to the family practice service she already provides, she is located right across the street from Whataburger in Leesville. It's Jennifer Smith Cosmetics. She treats deeper lines and wrinkles, like around the mouth, as well as enhancing lips, cheeks, and chins with filler. Brenda Willis, nurse practitioner, waiting to provide service to you. Want to catch a movie this week? Parkway Cinema's got some brand new ones. Arthur the King, Cabrini, Imaginary. How do you find out more? Go to acadianacinema.com and click on to Parkway Cinema and catch the movies available. Before we start the program this morning, I want to pay tribute to a very special person that passed away last week, Nita Perot Maggio. I met Nita and Buddy Maggio through their son, Chris Maggio, at Northwestern. Every basketball game, we'd visit with my wife and I would visit with Nita and Buddy. Nita had a life of service. She passed away Tuesday, March the 12th. The funeral burial service was last Friday at the Catholic Church of Immaculate Conception. She went to St. Mary High School. She worked with her husband, Buddy, in the business for like 40-something years. But Nita provided service. Service to the community, service to Northwestern, service to her faith, and most of all, service to her family. Every Sunday, Nita prepared a great feast for the family. She was a special person, going to be missed by many. Did a great job raising her kids, along with Buddy. Was a great asset to the Natchitoches community. Everyone will miss Nita Maggio. Tomorrow on Open Line, we've got Dr. LeMoyne. She is the Dean of College of Arts and Science at NSU. Scheduled to be with us this morning was the Attorney General, Liz Murrell. Liz is right now getting ready to present arguments at the Supreme Court in D.C. She'll be back with us next month. I've asked my friend, longtime friend, holy cow, really long time, Dean Lambert, to be our guest this morning. Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing, Ted? I'm fine. But it's early.
Get you the senior moment there for a second.
Yeah, well, I've got to wake up.
Dean, tell us something about yourself, because Dean Lambert has got a very colorful history. His family dates back to the Civil War. Kind of bring us up to date from Bert, how you got to this point.
Please ask that again, Ted.
Okay. Your dad was like, what, 70 when you were born?
Oh, yes.
Tell us the story. Get a little closer to Mike.
Well, my family is unique. They're kind of unique. I started writing some reports. When I was in law enforcement, I wrote a lot of reports, whether it be investigative or traffic reports. And after I retired, I started writing reports on the family. And the more I researched, the more unique the family was, which I knew was quite different anyway. But yes, Ted, when I was born, I'm a twin. When Dale and I were born, Dad was 78 years old. Dad was born in the 1800s, of course. 1870, to be exact. Now, 1870 is a long time ago, and that's when Grant was in his first term. So, not too many people can say that, and I don't think too many people can say their dad was 6 years old when General Custer got killed at Little Big Horn. You know, we go back quick, a long way quick.
You know, your brother Dale and I were actually in the National Guard together.
Right. Right, I knew that, and Fort Dix, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
horrible 120 days, 2 hours and 15 minutes?
Yes.
So you have sisters, brothers, how much older than you, if you took the oldest one?
Well, my oldest brother, Joe, was born in 1895. Now, Dad was married 3 times, and we were all brothers and sisters. We all lived under this Tom Lambert's roof, and he raised us all. And we never used the word half-brother or half-sister. We were just all brothers and sisters. Yeah, Joe was born in 1895, and he was in World War One. He was sent to France during World War One. My oldest brother, and then I had another brother that was in World War One, but he was in the States. He stayed in the States, and he was in the Coastal Artillery here in the United States, so he didn't go overseas, and that was from the first family. His first wife was Mattie Sanders, she had 4 children by my dad, and then one day he came home and she was not there. She was gone, and we hadn't seen her since. She left 4 young children, one of them just a few months old.
And your dad raised them?
Dad raised them with the help of his sister. Yes, they did. And we never found Mattie. I'm still looking. And I think I got her narrowed down, but we hadn't officially ever found her. But, of course, she's been gone a long time, too. So that's kind of a little different.
So then the second family.
The second family. He had 2 boys and 2 girls with the first family. And the second family, he had 4 boys. And let me see. Philip was probably the oldest. Yes, he was. And he went in service. You know, late 20s and 30s. And that was during the Depression. So my brothers, they either stayed on the farm and starved, or they joined the military and ate 3 meals a day. And that's what nearly all of them did, joined the military. And Philip was he was on the ship, on the battleship, the USS Maryland, when it was docked at Pearl Harbor during the Japanese attack. So he survived Pearl Harbor. And spent the rest of the war years in the Pacific Ocean. And then I had another brother, George. George was very unique. He went in the Navy very young, maybe they fudged a little bit on his age. And George went in the Navy and came back out and decided he wanted to go to the U.S. Naval Academy. And, of course, Dad had to pull some strings with some congressmen, whatever. But he got into the prep school up there. Then he got into the Naval Academy. And he was a captain of the boxing team for U.S. Naval Academy, and he played football. He was All-American. He was All-American CBS, I think it was CBS. He was a CBS All-American football player. They only named 11 every year, and he was one of the 11 players in 1934. He's All-American. He did his tour again after he left the academy. Then he came back to the Naval Academy, and he was a coach on a football team at that time until the war broke out.
So what happened to the second wife?
Second wife came down with consumption, which is tuberculosis.
Oh.
And my dad had moved her to, they moved out to Sweetwater, Texas during the 19-teens. Late teens, I guess, to try to get the climate to help her with her illness. And they stayed a couple of years and came back, and she died shortly after that.
So then the third family is where you come in.
That's where we come in, Ted. That's where Dad married my mother. She was lived on the farm. She was a sharecropper's daughter. And she decided to go to nursing school in Shreveport, and my dad would take her up there on Sundays and come back and get her on Fridays before she could go to school. And I assume that's where the love affair started right there. Now, she was 23 when they married, and he was just a month or two away from 60 when they got married. He had 8 children already by the 2 previous marriages. And they married and had 7 more. So it's 15 kids in the family.
Oh, my gosh.
12 boys and 3 girls. Dad always said he needed cotton pickers worse than he needed dishwashers. So he had 12 boys and 3 girls.
So how many survivors are left in the family besides you?
None.
You're it.
I'm it.
Okay, so that brings us to kind of, Dean has published a book. It's been selling a lot, called The Book of Dean. We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we're going to tell you about this book, how you can get it, what's in it, a lot more information. In a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide quality, hometown-friendly service. Call them today at 318-554-9884. Check them out on Facebook or go to their website, bassheatingandcooling.com. Don't forget, when you call them up, tell them you heard it on the radio. They'll take an additional 10% off of your bill just for telling them that. Bass Heating and Cooling.
This is Jenna Mulliken from South Bow High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University, majoring in elementary education. NSU was founded as a teacher's college. It's a perfect fit for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Beauregard Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at NSU for a great education and a pathway to a career. For more information or a free tour, just contact us at nsu.la/visit.
There's no better place to shop for boots and clothing than your local Nickel store. Come see our line of men's clothing and boots by Ariat. Ariat boots are built for work, but look great when off the clock, too. We've got men's casual wear by Ariat, shirts in lots of colors and styles. Ariat also makes fashion wear for ladies. Come see our new selection of colorful ladies' tops, vests, and more by Ariat. For work boots, casual wear, and fashion wear, drop by your local Nickel store.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesburg, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn and Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you, Nichols is in Winfield, Leesville, Cushat, and Manny, the Moore family. Make sure everybody in the family has what they want whenever you come into a Nichols store. Sporting goods, wedding gifts, anniversaries, birthdays, you name it, they've got it at great prices and unique items. Stop by a Nichols store today. In the morning is going to be a professor at Northwestern State University with us. Then Thursday, U.S. Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy in for his regular monthly program. Dean Lambert is with us this morning. The book is called Book of Dean. You were telling me your dad was the oldest documented father of twins
in the world.
In the
yes.
world.
Yes. He, at 78, he had Dale and I at 78. And there was a guy in Kansas who was the oldest documented father of twins in the world. He was 75, so I did I sent in my paperwork, and now Dad is officially the oldest father of twins.
Pretty amazing.
Yes.
Okay,
teenagers.
You just published a book called Book of Dean. Tell us first where people can get it, how they can buy one.
Well, currently it's on Amazon. It's $12.95. It's a paperback book. It's on Amazon. You can get it off there. And by the end of the week, hopefully we'll have it here in Manny at Good Gracious, the gift shop, antique shop, whatever,
okay,
across from the old theater, Good Gracious. And then I'll have some in Nagatish at Tres Ben Antiques,
okay,
store on St. Denis Street over there. So that's where you can get them currently.
Tell me what the book is about.
Well, it's about the stories I've been telling you, Ted. It's about, I like humor, and like I said, when I retired, I decided to do some writing and short stories and things, and I wrote about my experiences in law enforcement.
You were chief of police for Manny for what? How many years?
I was chief for 23 years.
Yeah, okay.
And 38 years altogether.
I can only imagine some of the stories you have there.
Some of them I can't write. but anyway, I'm offline now. But I wanted to write about. I still wanted to write after I retired, so that's what I did. I started writing about my experiences in law enforcement, and there were some really unique situations I wrote about, and I'd put them in a folder, just throw them in a folder, and then I started researching the family and started writing stories from when I was a kid on up to married life and about Amanda, my wife. Poor Amanda, she's a trooper. She's good material, Ted. She's just good material to write about. She I won't go no further.
As they would say, you married up.
Yeah, I definitely married up. I think everybody knows that. But, but she was good material, and she was a trooper. She went along with all this and the stories, except one. She still gets mad when she reads one of my stories, but she's over all the rest of it.
Give me an example of one of the stories. Just pick one at random and give me an example of one.
Of any stories or whatever?
Any story you want to do.
Oh. Well, let's see. I had an uncle named Bob. And he died a couple of years after I was born, so I really never knew Bob. But he had a gift, they said, and it was to feel a baby's head. And he could feel that head, and he could determine what your future was for that child. Now, I don't know if he got a hold of my head or not. I'm sure he shook his head. But anyway, that was what his gift was. And one day, my brother and his wife came down to Shreveport with their young baby. And Uncle Bob, they wanted Uncle Bob to feel the boy's head and measure it and all that, and he did. And most time, most time he would tell them, the families, that, you know, he was going to prosper and do great and all that. But this time, he didn't. He told them that he wasn't sure what was going to happen to this young baby, but it just didn't look good. And in essence, he told them that he was a dud, okay? Well, they packed up and went back to Shreveport pretty quick, you know. And, of course, the boy grew up. He graduated from college, but he worked at a hotel clerk or something. Then he had a meltdown, I guess, and was they had to commit him to an institution.
So Uncle Bob.
So I'm not sure. I'm wondering about Uncle Bob now. So that's one of the stories, kind of. But it's a lot of stories. And some of them, you know, are really funny. Some of them you're going to laugh out loud. There's no doubt about it.
Before we go to break, tell me one story about police work that was kind of gets your thoughts going, and one you remember that was a unique story.
Well, I won't call names, but this young gentleman.
Hey, on this program, you can do anything you want to.
Yeah, but it's after I get off here. But we had this fellow in town, and he was kind of unique in himself. But anyway, he lived in one of the apartments, and his mother lived next door to him, and she called in one day and said she thought her son was smoking dope over there at his apartment. So we go over there, and two guys goes around back, and a couple comes to the front door, and they knock. And they can hear the gentleman in there running across the floor. He running here and running there, and he runs to the back door. And the people and the officers in the back watch him open the back door and throw a bag out in the backyard. And then we knock at the front door, and he comes and answers the door. And we explained to him that his mother thought he was smoking dope, and he said, no, not at all. And I said, well, do you mind if we can search, you know? Can we search? Well, yeah. So I walked in, and he had a coffee table there, And I walked over, and it was a bag. I was sitting on a coffee table, and I went and looked in the bag, and it was about a third full of marijuana. And I said, wow. And by that time, the two officers from the back walked in with their bag, and it was Christmas, and he had been to a Christmas parade earlier that day, and it was full of Christmas candy. He threw the wrong bag out of the back door. And then when we was putting him in the car, he started chuckling. I said, what's the matter? And he said, you didn't get it all. So, and he told us where the rest was, so it worked. But that's, you know, things like that, Ted.
How can you? It's called The Book of Dean. It's available now from Amazon. Tell the folks again how to pick it up and when it will be available in Natchitoches and Manning.
Oh, yeah. That'll get it. I appreciate it, Ted. A few things I was going to say here, I think.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, let me take a quick break then.
Okay.
Book of Dean, it's just out, already having lots of sales to it. You're going to find some humor, some interest, some entertainment. He also does a website. We'll talk about that when we come back. Don't go away. The Northwestern State University Foundation secured over $7 million in private contributions in 2023, exceeding the previous year total of over $2 million and making the third straight year that the foundation has recorded increases in contributions year over year. Northwestern State University, providing excellence in education.
Natchitoches Wood Preserving and Company with Lumberock Premium Docking handles all of your deck, dock, rail, or porch needs. Lumberock Wood is a specially made synthetic dimensional lumber made from plastic and natural fill material. The game of Lumberock lumber is strength and durability, two traits that Natchitoches Wood Preserving swears by. Their synthetic lumber is tough, waterproof, high performance, easy to install, and it requires minimal maintenance. Natchitoches Wood Preserving will provide you with an aesthetic lumber that comes in a wide array of colors and will last you a lifetime. Look for yourself at the Wonders of Lumberock at 8236 Highway 1 in Natchitoches or call 318-357-0380.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pawn Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pawn Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pawn Gun and Archery.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. I want to remind you that if it's time to get your eyes examined, you go to Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. If you want great service, reasonable prices, and be treated like the family. They do that. They're in Leesville, Natchitoches, Winfield, and Alexandria. They got 14 locations in all, from routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery. And if you're going to have cataract surgery, make sure you go to Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. 318-487-2020. We're visiting with Dean Lambert this morning, retired chief of police in Manning. Interesting story. He's got a book of Dean. And, Dean, you've got a book signing ceremony coming up.
Yes, I do. It's Friday, April 5th at the Saving Parish Library. I'll be there from 1 to 3 on that Friday. Yes.
And you'll have plenty of books to sell there at the place?
Yes, yes.
Okay, let's talk about, I read it every day, and most of my friends read it every day. You have a, for lack of a better term, a column on Facebook.
Yeah, I have a history thread I do every morning about history of the date and different stories. I add stories to them.
Do you have to be friends to get there, or can just anybody go look at it?
You gotta be a friend, and I, you know, everybody's my friend, so all they gotta do, let me know. Just click on to for me to accept them, and I'll accept them.
To Dean Lambert.
Yes, on Facebook, yes.
Okay, so here's my question. People that's never seen the column each day, give us an idea of what it's about.
The column, it's a history column. The day, the date is March, whatever. I write about that day, what happened on that day, who was born on that day, plus some different, just little stories that relate to that date. So, and then I add stories of my own at times.
And some of the stories in the book have also been on that as well. Right?
Oh, yeah. I have several thousand Facebook friends. And
several thousand?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And, they were great. They started buying my book right off Amazon, and I was, for a while there, I was one of the best sellers. It was great. You know, Ted, talking about that, I was thinking about my father. I was 16 when he died. He lived to be 94. And I'm sure there were times that Dad didn't think I'd ever read a book, much less write one.
Yeah.
But that was my dad.
So when you decided to write this book, did you think it was going to be easier than it turned out to be or not? Was this a lot of work?
It was a challenge. It was tougher than I thought, yes. Yeah, a lot of people think just write a book. Well, it's a lot more than that. You know, I had an editor in Florida. And she was a lifesaver. She led me through all the process. And I did the writing, and she did the proofreading and this and that. And she got me on Amazon. So, yeah.
Because with the exception of me, just about everybody starts to write a book.
Oh,
almost nobody finishes one.
I think 90% of them don't make it.
Yeah.
So
a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot more than you would think. Yes, it is.
What have we left out that we haven't talked about?
Not much. My grandfather fought in the Civil War, J.D. Lambert.
I'm assuming for the South.
Oh, yes.
Okay. And, that wasn't questionable, was it?
Yes. And I tell people my grandfather was a prisoner of war, and they say Germany, and I say, no, Vicksburg, Mississippi. But that's, they sent him home. They exchanged him and sent him home to wait to be exchanged. And while he was home in Lambertown, which was later become Shamrock, close to Roebling, 12,000 soldiers Union soldiers marched through their field going to Shreveport.
Oh, my gosh.
And he signed oath that he would not take up arms against the Union when he left Vicksburg. He broke that oath. He actually was in the battle at Pleasant Hill, unofficially.
So he joined back up.
Well, no, he's already in. He just went to fight. That's it. You know, he had enough of them.
He believed in his cause.
Yeah, that or he didn't like them tromping down their cotton or something. I don't know what it was.
So the Lambert family has always been from the Natchitoches, Sabine area?
Natchitoches, yeah. We was raised in Lambertown. We came from Monroeville, Alabama, back in 1858, and they settled in a place north of Roebling, and they called it Lambertown. They established Lambertown. But when the railroad came through in 1881, Lambertown pushed aside, and they named it Shamrock, the railroad did.
Interesting story. Dean, tell the folks again how they can get your book. Book of Dean is the name of it.
Again, Amazon. You go on Amazon, you can order it. If not, at the end of the week, come to Good Gracious here in Manning, across from the Sabine Theater, and we should have some in there at that time, yes.
Tell me about the book signing again.
Book signing, April 5th, it'll be a Friday. Be from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Sabine Parish Library.
Great story, great book. Thanks for getting up a little earlier this morning.
Well, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, Ted.
When are you coming?